Three for the Money is brought to you by the Trend Center app. This is the best tool for sports betting research, okay? On the Trend Center app, you can test betting systems from the past 20 years. Explore thousands of existing trends and systems from the top betting experts. Choose from hundreds of filters to test different systems for each sport. Save these trends and get notified when these systems have games. Download the app for free using the link in our description and get a free 2-week premium trial using the code TFTM. The normal free trial is 3 days. Kind of a big deal. Upgrade your sports betting research today. Okay, let's get into the show. Okay, we're here, we're back. It's Three for the Money, new episode every Thursday. Hopefully we're back on sched. That's schedule short for those. That was a really cringy.
I had no idea what you were talking about. I was lost.
Yeah, I definitely should not have said that. But we're rolling with it. The Titans schedule got released. Leaked, or whatever. And we'll go over that last. But first, let's do a little AFL check-in with Chris. I know he is...
Do we not want to check in with just the boys first?
You're right.
No, I'm dying.
You're right. I'm behind the eight ball today. I don't know why.
Gotta keep you on your toes, man.
Yeah. Keep me honest. Chris, how are you doing?
I am well. Doing pretty well in the gambling department. Had a fantastic Saturday. Went 8-1. Like, let's go. Doing well so far. I believe I'm 3-1 on the day with a few left so far. Having some fun betting the bases. And it's pretty good.
What were you in UFL total this weekend?
2-2.
Okay.
2-0 Saturday, 0-2 Sunday.
And damn.
Lost by the hook in the Brahmas game. Had a -3.5. They won by 3.
Taketh and giveth away.
Yeah, it was a bitch. But yeah, overall, doing pretty well.
Hell yeah. Sean, have you continued gambling? What is your status?
No, I am responsibly retired. I've decided I'm going to be responsibly retired until the week one of the NFL, or maybe preseason, probably preseason. We'll see.
Damn, that's a long ways away.
It's really not. It's not that far.
It's May.
Yeah. So
that's like 3 months.
Yeah.
That's not that long.
That's life moves pretty fast.
Life moves pretty fast. What can I say?
It's a tremendous amount of time.
I couldn't do it.
Well,
we know that, Chris.
Yeah.
I took 3 days off last month, and it felt like an eternity.
Well, yeah, but... I don't know. I'm not gonna watch baseball. I guess. I don't know. If we go to a ball game or something, yeah, I'm gonna bet it. You know, like if we go to like a sporting event, I'm going to bet it. But I'm responsibly retired from non-attending sports games, I guess.
Okay.
So
I've been doing a little gambling here and there. I think I went 2-1 yesterday. I only have one bet today, the over in the Stars Avalanche game. Hopefully that hits. Y'all will know before me.
Goose eggs right now.
Yeah, it just started, so.
Well,
not worried. We're going to say it's just started for the sake of my brain. So I don't have to think about how it's halfway through the first. It's like a... What is it? It's half of a third through the game. I don't know. I don't know what that would be. I'm going to move on.
God. You and math.
What the fuck
not
is
not a math podcast.
No.
What is wrong with me today? Got brain fog going on. But I've been mixing it up here and there. Whenever I, you know, feel like getting the itch, I'll check out the Trend Center app, and I mean, I'll just throw like five baseball bets up and see the way she goes. But yeah, that's I mean, that's our
check-in. You say college baseball?
I did not say college baseball.
Yeah. I was like, you're betting collegiate baseball right now?
my dad heavily follows it, so there's a non-zero chance that that could happen.
I might dabble in some college baseball over the summer, well, especially once it gets to Omaha.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to plan a visit to see my parents, so he'll, I mean, once I get him going, he just won't stop talking about it, so.
Send us his plays then.
I will definitely do that when the time comes. Okay, next. AFL check-in with Chris. I know he's done a deep dive on the tomfoolery that is happening in the AFL. Chris, please enlighten us with this week's news.
Well, we'll start off with bombshell in the AFL world dropped 2 days ago now. I believe it was 2 days ago. Lee Hutton, AFL commish, out. Voted out by the owners. Stepping into his place, Tennessee Titans legend, Jeffrey Fisher.
Oh my fucking
whoa.
The new commissioner of the Arena Football League. 3.0, if you want to call it. I guess you could call it that.
That is the most Jeff Fisher thing that Jeff Fisher could ever do.
AFL commissioner Jeff Fisher.
He has been through it all. Head coach of the NFL. Head coach of the USFL or whichever.
Yeah, USFL then, yes.
USFL. And then now head commissioner of the AFL.
And still part owner of the Nashville Cats. I think the reason he was elected commissioner is like he is the most famous name of one of the, granted it's been 3 weeks, but one of the most successful franchises in the new AFL. So, but yeah, Jeff Fisher, new sheriff in town.
Is that not like a conflict of interest?
No, I don't think so.
Or they probably don't take it too seriously.
I think they're just kind of wanting anybody at this point.
That's fair. He's a football.
He just owns the team or part of it. He doesn't make decisions.
Yeah,
you know,
not a GM or anything.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's just an investment.
Yeah,
but
and he's a football guy.
Yeah. Another tidbit of news. Obviously, nowhere as big as Jeff Fisher becoming the new commissioner. The Minnesota Myth officially ceased operations a few days ago. The way they did it was kind of wild. Apparently the owner was the wife of the former commissioner, Lee Hutton. I believe her name was Diana Hutton. So they just don't give a fuck about conflict of interest, I guess. I feel like Jerry Jones being the commissioner of the NFL.
Oh God.
But, or Jerry Jones's wife, whatever. They ceased operations in their their press release thing. They're like, we're sad to have to do this. Unfortunately, it was brought upon by misinformation and just false rumors being spread on Twitter. They essentially blame that on the reason they folded. Not because the wife and her husband refused to pay their employees. It's because people on Twitter were talking shit.
This is a semi-professional sports league.
Yes, and the team is shutting its doors because people on Twitter were talking shit. Not because her husband just refused to pay anybody.
Did we know this last week that she was the owner of one of these teams?
I did not know that.
This sounds like new information. That's
cool.
Both of these are just, we're not paying. Like, that's fucking wild.
Yeah, I mean, and she blamed it on just people calling her husband out on it for the reason that the team is no longer in existence.
Huh.
Yeah, well, makes a lot of sense.
She wasn't paying anybody either.
Exactly. I don't really know who's getting paid at this point, because, I mean, there are a few teams that are doing pretty well. We're down to 10 now. I don't have the list in front of me. That's poor research on my part. But, yeah, we went from 16 to 10, and I think we're just rolling with that from now.
Nice round number.
Yeah, well, six teams folded in a span of three-ish to 4 weeks. So.
Let's make it 8.
Good. Hey, no, not on Jeff Fisher's watch.
If anything, he's going to add 6 more teams in the middle of the season.
That'd be great. Bring all the teams back. Be like, hey, guys, it's different this time.
Just kidding.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be crazy. That'd be a power move. You think bringing in 6 teams mid-season?
I don't think he can do that. I don't really know how he's gonna do this. Like, if the other guy wasn't paying people, like, unless he's just like a crooked old bastard, which is very possible. Like, where's he gonna get the money to pay all these people?
He is being thrown into a shitstorm that is on fire.
Yes.
Yeah, but now nobody's blaming him. He's just like, all right, guys, we're going to try and fix this.
Yeah, yeah, but he's still got to deal with it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but if, like, this whole season goes to shit and the whole league shuts down in 3 weeks, nobody's going to blame Jeff Fisher.
Exactly. Like, he's in a no-lose situation.
Yeah, it's like he either goes out fighting the good fight or he turns it around.
Yeah. That's good on Jeff Fisher.
I'm excited.
That's a smart move by him.
We'll be praying for him, I guess.
Yes, yes. Keep Jeff Fisher and his family in your thoughts and prayers.
The devoted AFL fans are going to come after him. They're nasty.
I think they just I think by default, you have to love him.
Yeah. Jeff Fisher? Like, you have to.
Because, like, who? if you're an arena football fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you kind of have. Well, it's like, well, at least he's not this criminal who is just withholding money from people.
Maybe the way they allocate funds is like, the guy that was in Hutton was just taking the money rather than like handing it out. And so maybe, like, money is there, not that it was Lee Hutton's money.
He was just a greedy old bastard.
Unless he started the league under the notion, I am going to pay people to because yada, yada, yada.
I have no idea. Like, I don't really want to assume anything at this point because every day some new shit happens.
It's funny.
Yeah, whatever we can think of, the real thing that happens is more hilarious and wacky than anything we can dream up.
Man, when I saw that on Twitter, I was so happy. Jeff is back.
Yeah, last week Will definitely couldn't think of this happening.
No.
Or this week, Will. I'm really behind the schneid here. Let's see. Is that it for AFL?
Pretty much. Those are the headlines.
Okay. Let's talk playoffs. Could the Carolina Hurricanes come back? Probably not. The Rangers are who knows? They're a scrappy team.
1-2 in a row.
They're borderline super team. So are the Rangers, but I don't know, man. You just can't see the Rangers dropping the next two. So I don't know. What else is
happening? Do you think it goes seven though?
I think it could. It could go seven.
Yeah, it could go seven.
Because they're going back to Carolina, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it goes seven. I'll probably bet Carolina money line. Just have some fun.
It's all about.
I think that game could go seven, but eventually seven ends up going to New York.
Well, yeah, and then yeah. New York probably wins. Ooh, overtime game seven. Well, I don't think we haven't had one of those yet, have we?
Not in these playoffs this year.
We're due.
We did with the Leafs and Bruins because Pasternak scored on that. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're all early. I was watching that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think everyone in our group chat was on the Bruins.
Yeah. Like, I mean, dude, it was just like, I don't know if we talked about it last week, but that was just the most Maple Leafs way to lose, like a game seven. It was just like, yep, you're still the Maple Leafs. Like, you're gonna lose round one. You can make it. You can fight it out in round one, but you can't. If you go to seven, no, you're done. Like they've lost six game sevens in a row.
That's insane.
Also the Stars Avs series went to seven because the Stars head coach is like now 8-0 in game sevens.
You mean Knights?
Oh, Stars Knights, excuse me. Yes.
Yeah. I was going to say they're playing right now. Stars and Avs.
Stars
Avs. We didn't get an overtime, so.
No. Well,
Did game seven go to overtime?
I think so.
I don't even know.
Yeah. I mean, if you say it, well, I won't fight you on it. I'm just saying I don't remember.
Well, I don't want to spread misinformation, but that game did go to seven. So we've had a couple game sevens, but one overtime.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What the fuck else is going on in hockey? Valeri Nichushkin.
Sorry.
Okay.
Just wanted to give you that update.
Don't hate it. Valeri Nichushkin is now suspended without pay for 6 months because he violated the
Players Assistance Program.
Yes, the Players Assistance Program.
Assistance and Rehab. Rehabilitation?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
Yes. See, I know what that means, but explain it to other people who might not know what that means.
Sure. Yeah, that's essentially like rehab for...
How do you get suspended for violating that?
You relapse.
You get suspended for that?
Well, like, they don't want you to play if you've relapsed. Like, it's... you've got to take care of yourself. So they're pretty much forcing you out of the game, like, get help.
And the no pay part is like, this is the punishment.
Yeah, with the player assistance program, it's like, you're there to get help.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The NHL is offering it to you, like, basically for free. Like, you're getting your full contract, but if you... Go back on the wagon? You're on the wagon? Okay. If you go back on the wagon, I don't know. I don't want to have this conversation.
The wagon in this metaphor is the addiction.
Is drugs and alcohol.
Yes.
And if you go off the wagon.
On the wagon.
Okay. If you're off the wagon, then you're sober. But if you're back on the wagon, you're having a good time.
I get it. I don't know. I feel like it's a harsh punishment for a guy who's just fighting his demons.
Yeah, I mean that's part of it. Like if you mess up and like you go back on the wagon, it's like okay, like here's your punishment.
He knew that this was gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like he knew that.
Yeah, that's true. That's
if they found out that he was back on whatever, then he was going to get
the wagon.
If he's back on the wagon, he's going to get suspended without pay.
Okay. It's gonna be rough. That's true. Yeah. If you know that going in, then yeah. Okay.
So It's not like, you know, it's not like you fucking level a guy in the heat of battle in the middle of a game.
Yeah.
Like it's a little different. Like you can physically make that choice to get back on it, the wagon.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense now that you've explained it to me. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A wagon should be the thumbnail for this video.
The wagon?
A wagon.
A wagon?
We've said that word more than any other word so far.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Can I tell a little NHL thing?
Yes.
That happened to me? Okay. So it's been a couple weeks, but you know, Preds lost to the Canucks. We went over it a little bit last week. On Mother's Day, I met up with my family, and my dad went to game 3 and he got everyone a shirt from game 3 and he handed it to me. And I was like, I don't want that. He was like, why? And I was like, dude, I don't want to remember this series. Are you kidding me? He was just like, just take it. It's just a shirt. And I'm like, I don't, this series was a complete muck fest. There's no way I want to remember this series. No way. Like he just threw it in my car. Like it was just like, take it. And I have not touched it.
This was a disaster.
Does it say like game 3 Preds versus Canucks, or is it just some generic like
standard? I don't know. I haven't like on the front of it, it's just like it has like get playoff loud, like stand with us. Like it's like got all the playoff like little
buzzwords.
Lingos, phrases. Yeah, buzzwords and yeah. But I haven't actually opened the shirt. I haven't touched it. I don't know what it looks like.
Well, that's something you could use in like a couple years as like a workout shirt or something.
Yeah, maybe. But for right now, I'm like, I really do not want to remember this series. So I'm curious how you guys are feeling. Like, because that series just sucked.
Oh, yeah.
It was like,
yeah, it did.
It was terrible hockey. Like, it just wasn't fun for either side.
Yeah. We didn't really talk about it too much last week. We kind of just skipped over it. I mean, no, it wasn't fun. It sucked. I hated that, like, the games were so late. That was awful. I like that they made up, like, in the Nashville games, like, one of them started at, like, 4. And I'm like, this is a little too early, but I will accept this. I will accept a too early game versus a way too late game.
That was game 3.
That was on Sunday, too. So it makes sense why it would be early.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
I think the Predators could have won that series. We really threw it away. But we just suck. Like, we should not have made the playoffs because we suck. But
we just got unfathomably hot.
We were the hottest team in the league.
Peak too early. I feel like it's a prime example of that.
See, I don't even think we peaked too early. I feel like we played pretty well in the series. But if you take out, like, 5 minutes of pieces in each game that we lost, it was just dog shit. It was just complete dog shit hockey. Rock bottom.
If you take out, was it in game 1, that like 2 minutes where the Canucks scored twice?
Yeah. We were in control.
It was 12 seconds.
Was it 12 seconds?
Okay. It was 12 seconds. Like,
and then obviously the end of, it was game 3, wasn't it? Where
yes.
They did it again.
Yeah. So, except it was worse because that just ended the game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you take out those 3 minutes, whatever the hell, we probably win that series.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was just like 3 of the most important minutes of the series.
Yeah, and like, I mean, also Vancouver has a good team. Like, they have good players.
Yeah.
Like, their players are better than ours. There's no question. Tyler Myers is very good. He's very big. He literally threw around our whole team. What the fuck are we going to do? And like the only game that he was out in the series with the flu, we won. Yeah. And so like he's not even their best player. So it hurts knowing that we could have won that series, but also it kind of feels good knowing that, okay, the plan to be good again has sort of skipped a few steps, which feels good. Like, it feels like we're on overdrive. Like, we're not going to be super terrible the next year.
Feels like we're at least a year ahead of schedule in the
yes.
rebuild, if you want to call it that.
Yes. And so that part feels good. But, I mean, not to kind of harp on the future, I guess, but like we're going to have to trade Saros or trade Askarov, the stud goalie in the AHL. Like, we're going to have to trade one of them because we're not going to have both.
I heard, I mean, this is just, I think it was Trotz says, like, wants to re-sign Saros.
He's a good goalie. Why wouldn't anyone want to re-sign
Saros? Exactly. So it's like, well, we have this young Russian stud just waiting.
Yeah. You just have to, you just have to agree on a price. Like, because Askarov is coming up.
This new contract that Saros is going to get, like, if you give him a bridge deal, like, that's just a slap in the fucking face.
Oh,
like,
he won't take it.
Yeah, like he's going to move
Someone's going to give him a shit ton of money.
Yeah,
it someone. Just depends if it's us, or which, honestly, we would be fools to do that.
Yeah, like...
unless you think you can get a haul for Askarov, which, honestly, I think would... I feel like trading the young prospect is never really... Like, when trading the potential replacement doesn't really work out, I feel like.
Yeah. So it's, I don't know. I've been thinking of, like, trade scenarios in my head, in my free time, when I'm not, like, when my brain isn't filled with clouds. So would you accept a trade that would send Saros and, like, a third round pick to the Edmonton Oilers for Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and a second round pick at the trade deadline?
I mean, it would depend on the free agent signing as well.
We need, like, and I don't know if Nugent-Hopkins could be this guy, we need an elite scorer, or at least like a very, very good scorer, because I love Phil. I just don't know if he's, like, that guy.
Yeah.
Like fuck you, I'm putting the team on my back kind of guy.
We need, like, two of those guys.
Yeah.
Like two more of those guys.
And we don't.
We just suck at drafting. Like,
unless it's defensemen.
Yeah, we just can't draft a forward to save our lives. So, I don't know.
Well, that's the first Barry Trotz draft as well.
That's true.
Yes. Officially,
yes. Because Poile did it. He retired, like, after the draft.
Yeah.
Last year. Yeah.
But Barry was there, you know.
Yeah, he was taking notes. You know, learning.
Probably chiming in here and there. And then I thought about this. I saw an article. It was like, would you trade UC Saros and a first round pick for Mitch Marner?
Because
that's probably what it's going to be. If that's it, maybe they'll take a second instead of a first. But
is this at the deadline?
This is, or
where is this in the calendar?
This is off season or deadline. It depends on a lot of this shit.
Like, this off season? Like, this could happen tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, would you be upset?
not upset, just like better work.
Yeah, like I mean, if we trade Saros, it's like it better work.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got to work. Askarov better be like the fucking
and dude. Like he's barely played any games up here.
That's what makes me nervous. Games.
Like he's played like a few. He's played a few. Like that's why I said barely any. Mm-hmm. But he's played barely any games up here at this level.
Yeah. He's a stud in the AHL.
He's a stud in the AHL. Like I, no doubt. But he's, I don't know. That's tough.
Yeah, it's
I could see Saros being more of a trade line acquisition than an off season acquisition. Like
you know. I agree. Yeah, bring up Askarov, let him get his feet wet a little bit, and then unless he's terrible, trade Saros at the deadline.
I think you've got to get them both up here at the same time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can't just put blind faith on, like, you can't have Kevin Lankinen. You can, but you can't really have Kevin Lankinen start next year. It's like,
oh, it'd be like
that's embarrassing.
Askarov. Yeah, that's
that's like, I mean, not, I mean, just like, oh, the Nashville Predators starting goaltender is Kevin Lankinen. Like,
I mean, we wouldn't keep him, but
no, we would, but like we'd have to ride with Lankinen for this year, and then it's like, oh, we're definitely not making the playoffs next year.
Yeah,
which is fine. It's okay to get a better draft pick.
Yes,
but I want them to do well. I like when they win. So yeah. It's hard.
It feels good.
I like when my team wins.
Yeah, I like when my team wins. I never want them to be bad.
Yeah. But I mean, if they're going to be bad, dude, be awful. Just be terrible. I don't think
they can be awful. I don't think they can be the worst team in the league, no matter like what they do.
Yeah. I mean, like, we have the coach, we have Yossi, we have Forsberg. We're not going to be awful. Like we're not going to be the worst team in the league. If we are, I mean, then it's trade everyone, really. But I'm sick of this fucking bullshit of like barely getting in the playoffs or barely missing the playoffs, getting that 18th pick, that 16th, 17th pick, like that's not high enough. That's just low enough for us to fuck up drafting a forward, because that's what happens. That's what happens when we draft forwards in the first round, historically. It just doesn't go great, you know, but whatever. I don't know. I'll get off my soapbox.
I mean, you're right. You're right. I'm just processing.
Right. Yeah.
I don't want them to be bad, you know?
Oh, I don't want them to be bad either.
Yeah, just be, but you're right, like, be awful.
Yeah.
If you're going to be bad, be awful.
Yeah, if you're going to miss the playoffs, like, miss them.
Yeah, miss them.
Like,
yeah.
Like, we're sitting around in April, we're like, well.
Maybe even March.
Countdown to the draft. Yeah.
Yeah.
But. I don't. I mean, I feel like there is too much talent on the team to be that bad.
No, that's what I mean. Like,
yeah, that's what you're saying.
We
yeah.
can't be the worst team in the league. We can't do it. It's impossible.
And like Evangelista, I mean, we know he's a stud. He's going to be good, hopefully, next year. He's going to be hopefully a lot better next year. But
Tommy Novak.
Yeah, hopefully he can fucking show up.
Yeah.
Do something. So
I like him, but yeah, he was a ghost in that series.
Yeah. So
he played during that series.
I heard his name mentioned. I think he brought the puck up to the neutral zone a couple times.
Yeah, he played sometimes.
Could've on a double me. Chase. dump and chase. So like, yeah, good shift, boys, good shift.
Yeah. We don't need a cheerleader. We need a fucking.
He is like, he has shown he's a good hockey player.
I know. I love that kid. Just he's awesome.
Wake the hell up.
Do it more.
Yeah.
When it matters. I don't give a shit if you're a good hockey player in January. Like,
make the playoffs.
Show up.
And then win.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they could just like, we could just like go trade for Sidney Crosby or something.
Ah, let's he's get old him. As shit.
No, let's just get him.
Let's just go get McDavid at this point. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just get him.
Do it.
Yeah. Let's just go get
make them say no. Like, hey, every draft, we could pull up Mike Ditka. Every draft pick this year for Connor McDavid.
Our yeah. entire draft class.
Look how well it worked out for Mike Ditka. It could work.
Mike Ditka was a great coach.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't at all like a bust. Like, it was.
Yeah, he really coached that soccer team right back into line. Like, he really got those boys buzzing. Granted, he had some help with the two Italian kids, but you know
and
what?
Will Ferrell.
Who?
Will Ferrell.
You mean Phil?
What? Phil Werrell?
Phil. that's his name in the movie, Chris.
Oh, I have not seen that movie.
His character's name was Phil.
I just remember Will Ferrell calling Mike Dick a juice box boy.
Give me a juice box.
I think I'm talking to juice box boy.
All right, let's move on.
Okay, moving on from the box office hit Kicking and Screaming. I really don't have much in the NBA, but I do hear something about Bronny James. So,
who?
From what I understand, the son of LeBron.
Ah.
Hey, who
of
that
course.
Is?
The kid who is like, I don't want to wear the number 23 because I don't want to represent that I come from my father. It's like,
yeah.
And now entering the court, Bronny James. Who the hell is that?
That's my favorite meme. It's like introducing it forward, number 4, LeBron James Jr. Hey, who the hell is that?
Yes. So, from what I understand, you can declare for the NBA draft, go to the combine, and then depending on your testing, they'll tell you whether you can make it in really the NBA. And then based on that, you can back out of the draft and go back to college or whatever.
Yeah.
So Bronny James, he is 6'1". I don't know positions. I don't know what position he plays. But you kind of have to be a little taller than that. He averaged 4 points a game at USC in 1 year. That's not very good.
He's also recovering from a heart attack, but that's...
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
That's something that tends to get lost in the shuffle. It's like, yeah, he collapsed on the court like less than 2 years ago. Maybe not less than, but around 2 years ago.
Completely forgot about that, but I think I saw on like DraftKings or something, the prop bet that the Lakers will draft Bronny is like +100, like something crazy.
Yeah, they're like, it's like +150 or something like that, and everyone else is like, at least like the next few were like +1,000.
Yeah, and like, I don't know, man. Like, the way I see it, you know, you draft Bronny, you get LeBron. I don't know.
Yes.
They have LeBron anyways.
But they'll guaranteed have LeBron.
They have him anyways. They have him signed for this year.
No. I'm talking about a different team.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm talking about.
I thought,
like,
you were talking about the Lakers.
I was previously, but I'm talking about now. If, like, the Sixers draft Bronny James, well, LeBron's going to bully the Lakers front office to either facilitate a trade to get him to Philly or to get Bronny to the Lakers.
Or he'll, like, retire and then
he'll pull a
Carson Palmer and just, like, retire and then immediately come out of retirement when someone gives him a look.
Yeah.
So I think that front office is getting bullied either way.
Oh, yeah. He's probably bullying him right now.
Yeah, he's like, Bronny's in the draft. Like, we're going to draft him. LeBron is like the GM, basically. Like,
oh, yes. Yeah.
I mean,
he calls the shots.
Yeah.
You got to take him. Well, I guess the Lakers will be drafting deep in the first. He'll be there in the second. unless like the Wizards get a little feisty and try to pull some shit. But I mean, it's like, yes, he is recovering from a heart attack, or was, whatever. He also just hasn't played a lot. I think whenever he's playing, like doing drills and stuff, he looks amazing. But then when you play actual games, he's just like, fine.
Want to be there.
So, I mean, I get why he declared for the draft this year. I mean, this year's draft sucks. So,
yeah, who do you think is going first?
There's some dude out of France. I don't remember his name, but he's like minus 500 to be the first pick. Which, yeah, USA needs to fucking wake up.
Yeah.
We're about to get caught up with by France of all countries in basketball.
This is America.
Like, I know we're sending our Avengers squad to the Olympics, but all those guys are old. Like,
they're like a million.
We need to, like, get our together, because this is unacceptable.
I mean, when you think about it, like, I see some videos of, like, kids playing basketball, and all they do is shoot threes.
Yeah,
like, that's all, that's Steph all that, Curry. Yeah, Steph Curry ruined basketball. Like,
yeah,
you can say it's a joke, but it's kind of not. Like, it's pretty valid. Like, all kids want to do is just shoot threes and make, like, a highlight reel. And that's great. Like, yeah, you're good at shooting threes. Okay.
I think, do other shit.
I think Wembanyama would be kind of like that if he wasn't just a physical freak of a specimen, like a human specimen.
Yeah.
If he wasn't like
9 feet tall.
If he wasn't 8 feet tall and have a 25-foot wingspan. Because he can shoot the three for a big man. But no, we need to wake the hell up, because this is about to be back-to-back years with a Frenchman being drafted number one.
Get it together.
Like, I'm okay if some other European country, like, where's Jokic? Serbia, or like even like Lithuania, maybe they got some dudes. France, come on. France.
From the strange country of Lithuania.
I'm sorry. No, France cannot catch us. That's unacceptable.
Yeah. I mean, they're still pretty far behind in all numbers, but you know, like, it's getting concerning.
But this shouldn't even be this is starting to form into like a, hey, maybe watch out. This shouldn't even be a debate. Like, this is America. We play basketball here, and we whip the shit out of anyone else who tries to.
Only when it matters.
When it matters.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We need to wake
That's
up.
That's the other thing. Never mind. We're going to move on from the NBA.
Yes. Let's move on from the NBA. That's all I got. Haven't really watched or paid attention to any of these games.
I mean, they've been entertaining. The Nuggets they woke up. They're probably going to win the whole damn thing now.
Yeah. Like, I saw they went from plus 1,600 to plus 250 since winning three games in a row.
They went, like, after being down 0-2, they were plus 400. Just to win this series, they're plus 400. They won a game, plus 165, tied it up, minus 165. And I don't know what it is now that they've taken the lead. It's probably like minus 200, if probably more than that, honestly. But yeah, they woke up. People were starting to be like fraud watch because it's like, oh, they weren't tested at all last year. The first good team they play, they're going to get like kind of spanked. And like, nah, they woke up.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they do. They just,
yeah.
That's what they did in the Lakers series, but they were like, we don't want to drag this out.
I mean, that's just what they did just like in individual games. Yeah. It's like the Lakers led for.
That's what I mean.
That, yeah.
Yeah. Just like in the fourth quarter, they're like, all right, we're down by 20. Let's just go and win.
All right, guys, let's start playing some basketball here.
Yeah. In the fourth quarter.
Like down 15. All right, let's start giving a shit.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much what they did against the Timberwolves. So, I mean, I'm not saying it's over, but it's over. The Nuggets
are good. It doesn't look good.
I was so, because I said in our group chat when they were down 2-0. I was very close to taking them plus 400 to win the series, and I was a coward and I didn't, and I'm furious. But
you still went up like 12 units.
That's gambling. Yeah, but it could have been more.
Yeah,
it could always be more.
I essentially called my shot, but didn't actually shoot.
Well,
hurts.
Shoot or shoot.
Yeah, but I didn't. That's the bitch of it.
Chris, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
I am aware. That is why I'm pissed.
Sounds like you're not a shooter.
Shut the fuck up, Will.
All right. I think it's time to move on.
Yes.
So the Titans schedule's out. They did another Broadway video. It kind of sucks. Yeah.
It stinks.
They really should have kept with like asking the young women to like see, hey, what's this team?
Young women or the homeless.
Yeah. Who don't have cell phones.
Yeah. Who are off in their own little world. Like, they don't care about football. Oh,
they're not in the real world.
Like, dude, in the last year. Like,
bum fights on the fucking
no, like last year they pulled people off the street that looked homeless that weren't like women. There were a couple people that were like, you don't look like you have a place to live. Like, I'm sorry,
do you want
but,
to be
like,
in
that's
our
what
video?
Made it. That's what made it funny. That's what made it funny.
Yeah, you know, this one was like, I obviously they're just running it back with last year, but it's forced. It was forced.
Yeah, it was forced.
If they didn't do it last year, this one would be entertaining. But nah, it's whatever.
I haven't seen a good schedule release by really anybody yet.
I don't really watch them unless they're good.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Unless like Twitter is
unless,
like, this
unless
is
Twitter
amazing.
Tells me.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like tuning in for the Vikings schedule release.
Maybe. No, that's what I'm saying. Like if something pops up on my timeline, I know it's good. But, like, you know, a couple years ago when the Chargers did, like, their schedule release, but with, like, anime. I was like,
yeah,
okay.
That was awesome.
This is cool. Like, that's fun.
You could
that's
tell
unique.
They spent a
I haven't
lot
seen
of time
anything
on that.
Like that. Yeah. I haven't seen anything like that yet, so.
I saw the Jags did something with our opponents as different Vine videos. I didn't watch it because I don't care, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
If someone tells me it's funny, I'll watch it, but I'm not gonna sure. I'm not gonna waste a minute and a half of my life on that.
On anything Jacksonville Jaguars related.
Speaking of the Jags, they proposed a new stadium. Did you
again?
See that? Well, like no, their like mocks came out of the stadium.
Does it have a pool?
I don't know, but in what one of the pictures hell? That I in one of the pictures that I saw in the, like the mock-up of the stadium, they are playing the Titans. and they drew the Titans in victory formation.
I mean, joke of a franchise from top to bottom.
I'll send it to y'all later, but like if you like zoom in, you can see like the like it's victory formation on like the 7-yard line.
It's an accurate blueprint. Like,
yeah, it's accurate.
They had to make it accurate. Like,
we don't dummy too many teams, but yeah. The Jags, yes,
yeah. The developers, they knew.
Oh, they knew what they were doing. They studied the footage correctly.
Yeah, yeah, they did. Yeah, yeah. It was just funny that they like released that. Oh, and like if you go to the replies, they're hilarious.
Sounds like the developers did a great job.
Joke of a franchise.
Yeah.
Okay, but all seriousness, this would be their third stadium since they've come into existence.
I have no clue.
No,
I thought the one with the pool, the one they have now, I thought that was their second one.
I'm pretty sure that's still their first, like ever. I think they just did like renovations.
Oh. Maybe
because the guy who designed the Titan Stadium, the architect, is the same guy who made the Jag Stadium.
Yeah,
they're exactly the same. They are exactly the same stadium.
Did he also design the Bucks Stadium?
I don't know. I'd have to look
because that's Nissan Stadium with a pirate ship and red seats.
It might be. Arg, yeah.
Yes.
But
yes, Will Arc.
Yeah. Pirates.
I'm just looking up to see. Yeah, I think it was renovation. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think they've gotten a new one. They've never, like, that, like, their bargaining chip was, we're getting one. You know, like, the Titans are getting one.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh,
Big Brother's getting a new toy. I want one, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Little Timmy, you got to grow up.
Let's go into the schedule because there are some.
You're right. Yeah, just real quick. You're right. It was renovated.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I'm smart.
Smart.
Are we just going over the Titan schedule? Because there's some other scheduling that I'd like to talk about.
Like what? I mean, the Titan schedule is pretty boring, so.
And we loosely went over it last week, so
I kind of do not care about the Titans schedule because it's kind of
we have two like non-noon games, so yes, I would like to talk about someone else.
Well, there's no rules.
Okay.
There's no rules. Keep your shirt on.
There's one rule. Classic commercial.
Lay it on me, Sean.
So for the Bears, okay, week one, let's get into the Titans talk real quick. Week one, Titans versus Titans at Bears. That is a L. That is a complete L because, and I'm going to tell you why, that is going to give Bears fans so much hope in Caleb Williams.
This is the hope game.
This is the hope. This is his debut at Soldier Field. This is the future that he is promising. And then he will just not be able to deliver after that.
Okay.
This is
100%.
This is 100% a trap game for all Titans fans. Do not expect to win this game.
See, the way I kind of thought about it is, this is similar to the Titans playing the season opener in Cleveland when they first got Baker, and we fucking stomped them. So that's kind of where my brain was at, but that is an interesting take.
I get that. I also thought of that, but I agree with Sean. If Caleb Williams is going to be a bust, he is going to throw 350 yards, 3 tutties, week one, and he's going to suck the rest of the season. If he's going to be a bust, that's how it's going to go.
What if he wins against the Titans and he's like just okay. Like, he does the job.
Then it's whatever. Like, but I'm not expecting to win this game.
Okay, but you're not thinking about how Bears fans will feel, even if the Bears win by one.
They're going to be like,
this is our God. This is our Savior. He will save us. We will win 11 Super Bowls with this man.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right.
Like, I thought of that as soon as you said it.
The only thing,
I didn't think about it before.
They are a good team on paper, as like weird as it is to say. They are a good team.
Yeah.
Like, they've done everything right. But they are the Bears. Mm-hmm. And I believe I said, it was a couple months ago, we were talking about what are the Bears going to do with the number one pick. And I said, it doesn't matter because they are going to fuck it up.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams is going to ball out in this game and then suck the rest of the season. Or just be okay and not be a franchise. Essentially be Justin Fields. That's probably what's going to happen. If I know my Titans history, that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. They haven't fucked up the Caleb Williams pick as of now.
Oh, it's been like 2 weeks.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not the wrong move now. You could say that right now it's the right move.
How many years ago did they draft Fields? We're in the exact same position as we were then. Tons of hope. Like, they are not, I shouldn't say we. They are in the exact same position as they were then. Tons of hope for a guy who, they don't know how he's going to be. And he turned out to be below average to average. And, that's just what the Bears do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. We'll see. What's next, Sean?
Well, I saw a schedule leak earlier, but I don't think it matches up anymore. Because the schedule leak I had was also with the Bears, with Caleb Williams had a back-to-back-to-back games versus the Commanders with Jaden Daniels, the Vikings with J.J. McCarthy, and the Patriots with Drake May. And so, like, this is no longer accurate, but they still play all of these teams. And those are, like, those are obviously the three quarterbacks, like, in his draft class. And I thought that was interesting.
That will be interesting. Are any of those, those other teams suck, but are any of those other teams, other games in prime time? Like Thursday night, maybe?
No, none of them are.
Damn. I like to see Bears Commanders run it back again Thursday night.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Those are up there for awful games. Just and off the God, past few years.
That's these what games, Thursday night's all about.
Jesus. I hope not.
How many Thursday night football games over the last 4 years, 3 years have been good? Off the top of my head, I can't think of any.
I think you're right. I can't think of any.
Another one that I found interesting was week one, Rams versus Lions.
Ooh.
In Detroit. So Stafford coming home week one.
Again.
That'll be fun. Again.
Goff got paid.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to talk about, like,
yeah.
He's got good for him.
I mean,
that's great.
Make your bag.
There's so many things about the Lions that confuse me because, like, there are, like, some reports that I see, or they're not reports. They're like, are the Lions, like, really as good as people say they are? And it's like, yeah, I mean, kind of.
They were, like, pretty damn close to going to the NFC Championship.
Yeah. Pretty damn good. But then, like, other reports are like, the Lions are only good because of Jared Goff. And it's like, okay, well, are they good or are they, like, only good? Are they not good or are they good? You know what I mean?
Whoever said that doesn't know ball.
No,
also,
they don't.
I mean that statement is factually incorrect. But yeah, also, like, saying this NFL team is good because of their quarterback. Yeah. Welcome to the league, pal. That's how it goes. If you got a good quarterback, you got a good team.
Yeah.
The Chiefs 99% are good with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, like I thought about that. I didn't want to compare Goff to Mahomes, but like, yeah,
I mean, it's one side of the extreme.
If you got a good quarterback, you have a good team. That's just the way it is in today's NFL.
That's the fucking way she goes, Bubs.
It is.
Speaking of good quarterbacks, week 8, we see the Bengals at the Eagles, which will be Joe Burrow versus Jalen Hurts for the very first time. That's must watch TV.
Where is it?
It's at Philly. It's at the Link.
Could be good.
I assume that's going to be prime time.
Let me check.
Some sort of afternoon or night game.
I think it has to be. You can't put that game at noon.
Yeah, you can't put that at noon.
Oh, it is. It's game of the week.
Okay, likely. Cool. That's great.
Yeah. Or no, it's at Cincinnati. I'm sorry. But still. Yeah.
That'd be
Hurts
fun.
Versus Burrow, first time. You know, we get the Bills Chiefs again. Week 11.
Good.
Yeah. This will be in Buffalo. It's just always a solid matchup, you know.
Yes.
It's just fun.
Yeah. I wonder if they're the Bills, so, and they have Josh Allen, so you never know. But we talked about it a couple weeks ago. They haven't done anything in the offseason except lose players.
They signed Valdez Scantling. You see that? Yeah. No.
Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah.
Two-time Super Champion Marquez Valdez Scantling.
Yes, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the Thanksgiving games, Bears at Lions, that'll be fun. Giants at Cowboys and Dolphins at Packers, which is
on Thanksgiving. Dolphins at Packers.
Yeah,
Packers by a billion.
Yeah.
Oh, in the cold. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Already.
Is it Ravens Chiefs? That's the first game of
that
the
is
season.
That is the first game of the season. That will be awesome. That will be awesome.
Derrick Henry's gonna have like 3 touchdowns. Okay. for the bad guys.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just saying. Like
I
should be so excited for that game. I am dreading.
I'm dreading it. Yeah.
I'm gonna be excited because it's gonna be football, yay! But I'm gonna be so mad.
Yeah, one of the stinkers though that I found, week 3, Panthers at Raiders, Aiden O'Connell versus Bryce Young, appointment television. Obviously,
that's a noon game. Pretty good. Yeah,
that's a noon game.
I didn't know if it was Thursday night.
No.
I mean, gotta like the Raiders in this. I know that game's gonna blow. God.
Yeah.
Poor us. Because I'm probably gonna bet on that game.
I mean, yeah, I'm gonna.
I mean, yeah,
bet on
it's
it.
Football.
Football.
God.
Duh. I don't know if y'all have seen the Monday nights. They're okay. I like the first Monday night game, which is Jets at 49ers.
Have you seen
Aaron Rodgers has the ability to do the funniest thing imaginable.
Have you seen who plays for the 49ers now?
What do you mean?
I don't remember his name, but it's the guy who sacked him when he tore his Achilles.
Is it really?
I don't know his name, but I saw
he got signed. Oh, my God. It's going to happen. It's going to happen again.
I never wish for injuries, especially to senior citizens with drug problems. But that would be the fucking funniest thing ever. Objectively, would be the funniest thing in NFL history.
Objectively, yes.
If he snaps his other Achilles.
It has to be the same guy. It has to be the opposite Achilles.
But yeah, if it's the same one, that's just sad. But if it's the opposite one,
hilarious. That's the difference in comedy. People don't realize that. The subtle differences.
That first Jets offensive, or third, I guess it will be, is must watch TV. After that, we'll see. Oh boy. Again, don't want it to happen. But
yeah. I don't really love any of the other Monday night games. Week 14 has Bengals at Cowboys, which could be fun. I mean, that's going to be over city, no doubt. And then week 17 is Lions 49ers, which,
ooh,
yeah, that's going to be interesting, because at the very end of the season, those two, like, you know, basically they should be leading the division by then, or their respective divisions, surely. It'll be interesting if they keep that one in that spot.
Yes. What does Sunday night looks like?
Sunday night. Let's see. Sunday night.
Bro, these Monday night games are ass.
Yeah, I know. That's what I've. Yeah.
Like, I'm just looking through them. Because you said you weren't excited about it. I was like, let me just see what they are.
Yeah, and I'm not.
Week 1 is awesome. Week 2, Falcons at Eagles.
Yeah. Is yeah. Sunday night week 1 is LA at Lions.
Okay.
At Detroit. So that's a good one. Then it's Bears at Texans, Chiefs at Falcons, Bills at Ravens could be awesome.
Yeah.
It really depends on what the Bills have made their identity.
It could be awesome.
I don't know, dude.
This one doesn't really look that much better. Like, the Sunday nights don't really look that great either. I mean, there's a Chargers at Chiefs, which is always fun. Primetime Chargers Chiefs is like, it's awesome. It's great. Always bet on the Chargers, though.
The NFL is really counting on the Falcons to be good, aren't they?
Are they?
Well, they have Monday night, but I'm saying they're counting. I'm not saying they will be good, but I'm saying they're counting on it because they have a Monday night and a Sunday night game in the first month of the season.
Yeah.
And I saw one Monday night was Giants Steelers. God.
Honestly. Honestly, the Thursday night is looking kind of awesome.
Lay it on me.
Week 1, Ravens at Chiefs, obviously. Week 2, Bills at Dolphins. Week 3, Patriots at Jets. Week 4, Cowboys at Giants. Then it's Bucks at Falcons. 49ers at Seattle. That's kind of cool. Broncos at Saints. That game's going to stink. Vikings at Rams. But then week 10 we got Bengals at Ravens.
Ooh. See, that's what I want Thursday night to either be solely like division rivals or just random ass games that you like. Who is the Vikings one? Vikings Rams. Is that what you said?
Yeah, Vikings at Rams.
If you had told me those teams had never played, I'd probably believe you.
They're in the same conference.
I know, but like, you never, like,
they play all the time.
But you don't think of them playing, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like, I want two random teams to play.
Well, that's what the Thanksgiving game is it's Dolphins at Packers, you know? It's like it's so ridiculous.
Exactly. Yeah, just make it either all division rivals or just weird shit.
Yeah. Packers have two Thursday night games back to back cuz they play on Thanksgiving and then they play at Detroit the following week.
Interesting.
That's a good matchup too. Then we end the season, Seahawks at Bears, which I feel like that's kind of a random matchup as well.
It is. That is. But it's just like, ugh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the Thursday night schedule. I think they gave Amazon like a pretty good package this year.
Yeah. I mean, they really gave them a shitstorm the past like 2 years or whatever.
They gave them nothing.
After round two of Bears Commanders, Bezos was like, yo, cool it with this shit, man.
And like the Amazon Prime broadcast, it's good. Like the camera work. Like the broadcast team, like everything about it is good. Except
the
game.
Because it's Al Michaels and Herb Street, right? Was it last year?
Because Al Michaels got that bag.
Oh yeah,
from Amazon.
But I think it was last year. It was later in the season. I can't remember who was playing, but it was like an actual good Thursday night game. And Al Michaels made a joke where he's like, "Oh, we're not used to seeing games so competitive."
Yeah.
Damn.
He's a savage.
Like, the GOAT, but it's like when the voice of your product is openly shitting on it, that's not great.
Yeah, he's a savage.
I love
him. He's awesome. Speaking of commentators, Tom Brady's going to make his appearance on the Fox network, I think.
I'm mad.
Whatever.
Greg Olsen rocks, and he's getting relegated to some noon game and fucking who cares that no one's going to, like, watch. His talent.
Can't remember which game he's debuting, though.
I don't know. I can't tell you. I saw
Greg
it.
Olsen does rock.
Yeah, Greg Olsen is awesome. I hope they like Greg on Fox for a few games because he's very entertaining.
The Browns versus Cowboys.
That's his debut game.
Yep. That's such a game of the week, you know? Cowboys.
That's probably the game of the week. All right, fellas.
That's about it for all that we can digest at the moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I miss football.
Me too.
And there is no UFL. There is a UFL, but there's no lines out right now, so.
Yeah, it's weird. So pay attention to the Twitter. There will be UFL picks whenever lines come up.
Yes, there will be UFL picks. Follow the Twitter. Follow us on everything. Link is in the bio. Trend Center. Check them out too. Link in the bio. Free 2-week free trial. Normal free trials, 3 days. Fantastic tool for all of our viewers.
As someone who's having an incredible month, Trend Center is a fantastic tool.
Yes.
Just saying.
Yes. Chris is on I was trying to work in the word wagon. God, I'm so stupid. I'm just going to wrap it up. Okay, thanks for watching. Follow us on everything. There's three of us. Let's make some money. Woo!
Chris is a wagon you should hitch your horse to. There we go.
You know what? Right. That's a lot better than I thought.
We got it. All right.
Well, it was nothing, so yes.
Yeah, it was nothing.
All right, yeah.
Woo! Yeah!